Hi,
okay,
guys.
Now I just we're recording late today, but I know how important it is to get a little show into Daniel Bieber's ears, and you know, and Adam. Anyway, the nice thing is that I get to be the first to wish you a happy E-Day tomorrow.
An happy E-Day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
That's a thing.
Yes, it's a thing.
Okay.
Well, you know why?
No, I don't.
Because E-Day follows D-Day. Oh, you big fat thing.
What'd you call it, dad?
Oh, God. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast.
You should make a t-shirt.
I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 6th of June, 2022, in the dead year of Miss Dolly Hortensia.
D-Day.
In the dead year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVetria Parton. I am your host in mourning, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even in this difficult time, he can't be bothered. That's V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And with me is Young Nicholas.
Yes.
And also, Big Fatty.
By the way, Young Nicholas is using the second earbob to be able to listen to you tonight.
Oh, well, that's good, because I have some updates for him. So, I'm never going to text him or keep up to date with things, so this way I can just go ahead and
put
it up. Right, just put it out there. Put it out there.
Just put it out there.
Young Nicholas, you would have enjoyed being with me this past week. So, everybody, welcome. Right, well, I didn't know I was going until the day before.
No, you wouldn't have wanted to be.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But y'all, we're putting this show out a little bit later than normal because, you know, the LFC is, if nothing, prompt. Now, it might not be good.
I'd agree with get it out the there. LFC is, if nothing. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
thing prompt is run into the toilet.
Y'all, I had to do some of that. Y'all, I almost shit my pants in the car today.
Oh! Damn.
I mean, it was close. It was somewhere around Coosawhatchie, South Carolina. And y'all, that jalopy has never moved so fast. But y'all, well, welcome. Now, we're late because y'all, as the one who does the recording, the one who only had a tiny little bit of internet, I was out of town. And I was out of town for 6 days. And so we're late, but I'm back. And because we're so dedicated, we're doing this live after Big Fatty's bedtime. Y'all, the sun is setting.
Well, it is, as we record this, they've just finished Final Jeopardy, so right. You're not wrong.
Right. It is there. Young Nicholas is basically in bed back there. He's had enough, and I can smell him from here. But anyway.
It's past my bedtime, Kurt.
Y'all, so Big Fatty, how was your week? What's been going on? I have not listened to the BFO because the one show was missing. It never posted. I never got it. And so it won't load on mine.
It was the first.
Right. But anyway, it wouldn't load. So I have to listen to it online. So I have not listened since Tuesday. So I don't know how your week was. So legitimate question.
I will just tell you that, I'll just give you a couple of notes from the pad here.
Okay.
As they say.
I'd say is that an iPad, but I think we all know better. Okay.
Okay. Vader's at the gay day, the good days.
Correct. I can confirm that. But it
we talked about Bugga Bat.
May she rest in peace.
Hopefully.
And the Big Brother is starting soon.
They're not
and
all
we talked about the Love Island. But the best story of the week was about the oyster crackers.
Ah, well, I can't wait to hear that if I ever listen. Yeah. So I'll keep that. Maybe Lorena and I will listen on the way to Alaska. Maybe we'll share a headphone and just and catch up. But y'all, well, y'all, we recorded on Sunday. Monday was fine. Very busy. Very busy. And by very busy, I mean it was Memorial Day. So not so busy. And y'all, Tuesday, it all went to hell. Now, I've lost Big Fatty. He's not there. I think he's turned off his interwebs. But y'all, on Tuesday, I went to work for just a little while. I was supposed to be off the whole week. And also, I was supposed to be off today, Monday. He's back.
Hey, wait a minute. So what the fuck happened?
I don't know. You just went, you froze.
You froze.
Oh, well, you were just frozen. I'm sure my interweb's probably unavailable.
Okay.
Yeah, it says I'm online. And so, okay. Y'all, I left work early on Tuesday because I wasn't supposed to be there. Yeah, I had to get a little project sent off. Turns out I wasted my time. But, anyway, got it all done and came home. And y'all, Bugga Bet was not doing well. It was just a lot. So I called the vet and they said, bring her on in. And I brought her in. And so anyway, we said goodbye to Bugga Bet on Tuesday afternoon. And it was sad. Not nearly as sad as the first one, just because it was time.
Well, and you know, there comes a time that you have to stop keeping them around for you.
Right. And she was not happy. And so
she
y'all heard
not
her.
Been happy.
Yeah, for a while. And there was just nothing else they could do. And they concurred and that it was time. And so say goodbye to her. But y'all, in the middle of that, I just said, you know what? To hell with all of this. I'm going to the G'day's.
Yes.
Now, until that moment, I was unsure. Because if she was still with us, I wasn't going to go.
Right.
Also, Father Hat was possibly having
a
surgery.
Ready to have a procedure
or
something.
Yeah. So he has not had the procedure yet because he's in the hospital with COVID. And so,
by the way, he's not alone. Miss Gail King with it today. She may have gotten it from him.
Yeah. Now he's okay. He's fine. But just because of all the pre-existing conditions, they gave him that antiviral and they wanted him to stay there for observation. So he's fine. He's ornery. He doesn't want to be there. You know, he's doing a stand-up routine for anyone who'll listen. So everything's good. They didn't tell me about that until today. So did not know that. But y'all, anyway, called my friend Big Ed and said, Big Ed, I'm fine. Let's just go. And so I called. Y'all know we had a refundable reservation at the host hotel that we made before the G'day's started accepting reservations.
Right.
So I called them and I said, hi, it's Mr. Vader. And, you know, we made this reservation June 21st, 2021. And I haven't heard from you guys. I just wanted to check on you. Oh, yep. We've got your reservation, Mr. Vader. We can't wait to see you. About what time do you think you'll be here? And I said, well, my friend Big Ed's coming. So midnight. Okay. So y'all, I went to the vet then and said goodbye to Kitty Catamus. And came home, sat down, looked at my email. Hi, Mr. Vader. We just wanted to let you know we've canceled your reservation. If you'd like for us to move you to a sister property about 3 miles away, you just let us know. Y'all.
There. I hear an orange hat going on.
Y'all, the orange hat was firmly put in place.
That's not really orange.
Well, it's the closest. It's the closest I had. Okay. It was sitting right here on the desk. So,
an orange hat should.
Right.
Oh, the beaner.
Y'all, I went to battle and I said, look, I get all of the reasons you're saying, but two things. One, you obviously have no ethics because you were waiting until the very last minute to cancel this because you wanted to make sure you booked all of your rooms through Gay Days. And you hadn't, so this was just you covering your ass. Two, I'm not interested in staying with at your sister property. And, and I said, it might as well be in Melbourne. It doesn't matter.
Australia?
Well, might as well have been. So, y'all, I called Big Ed. And
you know, that's where Straight Bob is.
Well, I know. Well, it'd be okay to be there with Straight Bob. Y'all, Straight Bob is cute. He's
he is
handsome. You know, he's the what do they call it? The swimmer's build. The thin
the what?
The swimmer's build. You know, he's very thin. He's very thin,
you know,
and muscular.
I believe the Predator had a swimmer's build also.
No, he had a whale build.
Oh,
and
I'm
whales
sorry.
Do swim, but you know, one of these things is not like the other. Anyway,
we hadn't mentioned the Predator in a long time.
He actually came up in conversation today in the van.
Oh.
So y'all called my friend Big Ed to tell him, well, that's gone to hell. And he said, well, I've got a reservation at the hotel next door that I was holding for some of my friends, and I was getting ready to cancel it. And so we can just stay there, y'all.
Oh, here we go.
We went.
Y'all, let me just tell you now, sit back.
No,
rest
no.
Rest a spell. Remember, you're only getting the Reader's Digest version.
Yeah, and Big Fatty didn't hear the day-by-day updates on this because, y'all, the trip was awful. So much so that Thursday night, I said, I'm ready to go home. Now, we got there
on
Wednesday.
You went down
night.
On Wednesday,
yeah,
right?
We got there about 9:30 Wednesday night. Luckily, we were able to throw my one piece of luggage on top of some stuff and squeeze it into the minivan. That's how full it was. Left my car in the Savannah. At my friend the Tomo's. Y'all remember the Tomo.
You remember the Tomo.
Yeah. And so we left my car at the Tomo's, and then Big Ed picked me up in the Pacifica, and y'all, he brought enough clothes and food for 2 months. And I'm not kidding. Big Fatty knows the volume. There was enough clothes and food for 2 months.
Well, I believe you mentioned earlier that for the four-day trip, when it went
five days.
He brought 46 shirts.
46 shirts on hangers. That doesn't include the boxes of clothes.
Well, that's more than nine shirts a day.
Right. and so, y'all, they were all individually wrapped in dry cleaning sleeves, but are plastic. But y'all, here's the thing about Big Ed. Big Ed's housekeeper loaded the van, right?
Oh, God.
Now, she is a very strong Filipino woman that will clean the gutters on a moment's notice. But we have found her weakness. And that is
packing. Loading a van?
Correct. So I love her to pieces, but that is not her strong suit. Mm-hmm. And so there was a lot. Y'all, here's the other thing. Y'all, Big Ed can't carry anything. He's got a cane. Like, he can barely carry himself. So
right.
I had to do all the unloading. It took a few luggage carts worth. But by midnight, we were in the motel, Rosen Inn. And, y'all, it was a shithole. And I say that understanding
now,
that I sound
that
privileged.
For us in case Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, wants to go and check out the shithole. What's right. it called again?
Oh, it's the Rosen Inn, R-O-S-E-N.
As Rosen in, Inn. He has Rosen.
Fatalooya. So, yeah.
And I think you have the title right there.
Right. Fatalooya.
He has Rosen, Fatalooya.
Yeah. But y'all, I will say this about the Rosen Inn. Housekeeping was phenomenal, and she had her work cut out for her. The beds, I think, were the previous flooring of young Nicholas's delivery truck.
Oh!
They were equally as worn, equally as dirty, and equally as uncomfortable. So it was not a pleasant 5 nights. But to cut the story very short, it's already way too long. Y'all, Gay Days was a disaster. There was no one there except for Saturday.
Y'all didn't go to the parks.
No, we did none of the parks. We went to the actual Gay Days itself, like the circuit party. right. part of it. And
because
I went
when
to
you're walking with a cane.
Right, right.
You want right. to be at the circuit part.
Well, he did not go to any of that. I did sneak into a few of them. Because, y'all, I met a lot of people, and I knew a lot of people, because, and yeah. in fact, one person who shall yes. remain nameless, who has asked it not be disclosed that he was there, said, do we have a celebrity in the lobby? And I was running my mouth with Hot Larry, and then I heard, Vader? Mr. Vader, are you there? And I was like, I just going to keep talking and not acknowledge it, but then I realized I knew who it was. So, anyway, said hi.
Do I know this person?
I don't think you've met, but you probably know the name.
Okay.
But anyway, ask
did
not
you
to...
ask him if he listened to the BFO?
No. We didn't talk about any of that because I didn't want Hot Leather Larry to know to go Google
that
search.
That you knew Big Fatty?
Well, that either, right. You definitely knew Leather. You definitely knew most of these people because I did. Anyway... Oh. And they've been here. They've hosted. They've been part of your little horror contest before.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I didn't acknowledge that when they said, "Oh, Charleston," and I said, "Yeah, I've heard
That's
of."
That's where Big Fatty is.
I said, "Yeah, I've heard of Big Fatty." Anyway, but it was.
I feel seen.
Right.
Vader y'all, has heard of me.
Right. but it was lovely. I did go to the Boots, Bears, and Beer social and got introduced to the new leather contestants for the Mr. G'day's Leather. They were kind of lovely. One knew Larry Cly and I from 15 years ago. And the other I knew via my friend Daryl in the San Francisco. He won. And he is a big pile of deliciousness. And I'm gonna send Big Fatty the photo right now.
Okay.
He is an awful lot of good. And
where do I see it?
I'm gonna text it to you because it's
oh, you're texting it to me. I gotta go get the cellular phone.
Oh dear Lord. So I should have copied young Nicholas. You'll just have to look at Big Fatty's photos because I can't That's start fine. A group. I just can't. I'm.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
That's a lovely dish.
Yeah. So. Anyway, that's the new Mr. G'day's Leather, and he's lovely. And
was
that's all.
Awesome. One picture.
Well, I just sent two.
Oh, I only saw one.
All right. And. I know. Young Nicholas given the instruction. So, y'all, it's a lot of good. It's a six. Uh-huh. It's 6 foot 4 inches of good, and
at least
6 foot 4 inches.
Oh,
the rest of it is foot. The rest of it is not 6 foot 4 inches, but has
at
one
least of, eight.
He's a grower. Anyway, I don't think he's too interested in how big it is. Anyway, but that's just hearsay. But I mean, I know how to read a hanky code. But y'all, it was a lovely, lovely weekend. Y'all, don't y'all love how long it takes to have a Mr. Leather competition? Y'all, it was hours. It was hours, and drinks were not included. And finally, there was an intermission, and I had time to go back to the room in the next hotel, make myself a cocktail, and walk back with it. And they were still not back from intermission and everything. But y'all, they pulled me up on the stage. I had to play a game. It was lovely. I won, et cetera. Okay.
How did you win, just out of curiosity?
So the game was actually at the social where they introduced the contestants, and I won the free admission to the contest, and that was a $30 value.
Ooh.
I know. I won a bucket of lube. It's not up here yet. It's still
a bucket of lube
and a 2-year premium membership to the Recon. So, but more so they said, "Are you afraid to talk on a microphone?" And I said,
And then the person that knew you came and said, "Do you not know Larry Vader?"
Right, no, he wasn't in there. I said,
"Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Okay, Young Nicholas fixed this in post-production. All right, we not got one. We didn't get just one. We got two voice letters. Now I think this is in
how
direct
many?
Two. Chew. I think this is direct relation.
Is one of them a call to let us know that our student loans have been
right. Right. I can only imagine this is in direct correlation to the replay of the little show from 2006. Did you have a chance to listen? No. I guess.
Sorry, I was having to holler to Young Nicholas.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's listen to our first voice letter.
Okay.
Hello, Larry Vader and Big Fatty.
Hi.
I'm calling the apology line.
Mm.
Oh.
This is the Laughing Buddha. And I am so sorry that I just listened to 26 minutes and 26 seconds of an old Little Fatty cast. I'm so sorry. That was horrible. Absolutely horrible. And I can't wait for the next one.
Oh!
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Laughing Buddha. Yo,
well, that's lovely.
I thought that was... it wasn't our best... It's not in like the top 10 of our best episodes, but I thought it was a very good start to this. So
I thought it was the one that we recorded last week. So I didn't listen.
Oh, no. On Thursday, there was a throwback episode.
I'm not sure I got it.
Laughing Buddha did. Just throw up Thursday. Okay. You know what? I'm not sure I got it either. But yeah, well, I mean, Laughing Buddha obviously got it. It's in my feed. Y'all, here's the thing about the Rosen Inn and all of its many, many terrible things about it. There was no internet. It was 1 megabit per second, and every time your phone would go to sleep, it would disconnect you. So it was basically unusable. And because of the way the building was facing and what it was made of, the cell tower was on the other side of the interstate. So I had one bar of barely unusable service the entire 6 days. So I am missing so much. So I have not listened. That's why I haven't listened to anything, because I couldn't download it. But anyway.
Okay, I did get it too, but I guess I was...
Oh, you're very fat.
I'm going to have to mark it as unplayed.
Ah, okay. Okay, so let's now... Y'all, we have another voice letter, and I know who this one's from.
I know who this one's from too.
I'm very excited.
Yes.
Oh, my father is calling. Okay.
Hang on.
Hi, it's Mrs. Lala Lauren, and I've been waiting to call or record this voice memo and send it to you for a while, but I figured I'd come up with a running list of things I need to address and respond to, since I am probably your only listener.
So let me
refer to my list. The Big Fatty meetup in Chicago was at Bucks, I think.
Yes.
Because it had the gross, you know, animal heads on the wall and everything. And it was IML weekend, because I remember seeing a lot of things I have not seen before.
Or since.
What I don't remember is
but it did prepare her for marriage.
Ah.
So anyway.
Well, there you go.
Larry and Big Ricky. Was there dancing? What? I'm trying to remember.
She doesn't remember going to a bar with us.
Maybe like scenery or what the vibe was. If there was dancing, it was probably Big Chicks. Ricky loved going there, and so did Omar. So maybe that's where it was, Big Chicks. It was like a brunch place in the morning, and then it transformed into this like really fun dance gay bar at night.
Where was it?
It's downtown.
I used to drink too much.
It was downtown in the right across from the Intercontinental. So it was in the business district. It was not in Boys Town. So
it was in the business district. Mm-hmm. Okay.
In my late 20s, because I was friends with bears and they drink a lot. Mm. And for some reason, I would try to keep up with them.
We don't
do that anymore. We have a white wine and then we go to bed.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
right. That's what the ladies.
Let's see, what's next on my list? Oh, free mouthwash. Have you ever just tried mixing peroxide with water? Like the, the $2 bottle of, you know, the brown bottle of peroxide that you get at the drugstore. Mixing it with water. It tastes awful. But supposedly it's good for your teeth or whitening or something. They make me do it at the dentist's office. It's a COVID thing they started. I guess it kills the germs. Anyway, what else? Oh, and it might actually like help clean your drains when you spit it out. It's gross. Let me make sure I'm still recording.
Yes, it's still recording.
You guys are getting content.
We need it.
Alexa, I have to address, because I went on a cruise of a lifetime, and it was a cruise of a lifetime because it's probably the only cruise that I'll ever go on. My parents really wanted to go, but we went on an Alaskan cruise, and it was actually like the cruise part was I could do without, but the excursion part was really fun. I think we went to Juneau, I think, and then I definitely remember the other name of the town, which was Skagway, which is like this little middle of nowhere town. Which I guess it's like all towns in Alaska, kind of secluded, but beautiful hiking. And I think we were in a canoe at one point, kayaking, glaciers. It's really, really beautiful. And I would go back if I had a tour guide, and I would not be on a ship. I would just want to fly there. That brings me to why I wonder why people are going on vacation in the summer, because Alaska is like bearable in the summer, so it makes me wonder why they're all leaving right as you are arriving. So
I think we know why.
Anyway, and then one last point, I want to address the kitty cats, because I too have a senior kitty cat, and he has the kidney problems, as they all do.
Right.
One of my friend's kitty cats just passed away of the kidney problems. It's very sad. I don't know. I don't have any other advice. I just want to say I'm sorry. It's hard to deal with. I understand. And just, you know, you can make the best decision. I know you will.
I did.
And also, your kitty cat's name is Rose, and that's my middle name. So
correct.
Just saying.
What, who do you think I named her?
Who do you think she got the name?
I was just out on my walk. It's really hot outside. It's like 90. I was sweating in my older years. I can't handle the heat as much as I used to.
That's true.
You poor ancient thing.
30s are tough.
I was writing the notes as I was walking. So I hope you know I was putting my life in danger looking in my phone, walking down the street.
You put your life in danger listening to this.
So I could make this call to you and give you, how much is it now, 5 minutes? Almost 5 minutes of content. So there you go. Love ya.
Love
and,
you.
Yeah, that's it.
Bye. Love you more, Miss Lauren.
Bye. Thank you, Miss Lala. Mrs. Oh, there she goes. She's gone. She's hung it up. Mrs.
She couldn't figure out how to hang it up.
Yeah. Well,
totally original.
Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%. So, yeah, that's exciting.
Well, wasn't that nice? We finally shamed her into calling.
Well, it's not. I know. But thank you for all the kind words. I'm not using peroxide for mouthwash, but
I think we've got breaking news.
Y'all, it's the mail segment. Which sounds an awful lot like the American Idol segment. Y'all,
it's the American Mail segment.
Right.
There's been a package delivered.
There has been a package delivered.
V-E-D-E-R.
It was. It is the exact same mouthwash that apparently I bought but wasn't the right thing. So, this is the whitening version. Mine wasn't whitening. This is gentle mint. Mine was the kick your ass mint. So,
would you like to swish a little bit around in your mouth?
I would, but we're really out of time. But I could use some. My toothbrush is charging, y'all. I didn't take the charger, and it was getting near the end of life this morning.
You know what an electric toothbrush that's run out of power is called?
A paperweight?
A toothbrush.
Oh. No, I've tried doing that. It doesn't work. But y'all, am I the only one that carries a spare toothbrush in my bag at all times in case the electric toothbrush dies. You know, there's so much trash in my desk. My house is so clean, and now I'm
right.
It's clean because there's nothing here to dirty it up. Well, y'all, I can't get the child safety wrapper off.
Well, that we understand that. By the way, y'all, I'll let you know that Vader was kind of pulling it all together here. Vader was excited to. Oh, he's taking a sip now, just swishing it from the jug. Oh Lord, y'all, he's got the look on his face. He's had to run to the turl, but Vader was pleased that he didn't come home to cat vomit. But maybe after that mouthwash, there will be Vader vomit. Oh, y'all, he may be whitening the turl.
My tongue is foaming. What the heck?
Look at that.
Oh gosh.
Ooh. It is foaming.
Oh, it's getting worse.
It looks like you've got rabies or something. Vader's got rabies. Y'all, he's foaming at the mouth. Which is probably why Mr. Cackle sent it to you.
How dare you try to kill me, Mr. Cackle? Oh, dear Lord. Ooh.
How was it?
I mean, I do feel clean and fresh.
Oh. So, well.
Oh, God.
Well, that was quite a show there.
Y'all, well, it's a good thing it was because we won't have a show next week. So.
Ooh.
We'll still put out. Yeah. I'll be in Alaska, and we won't have a show, but I'll put out the throwback show, and then we'll have one the week after that, so consider that our summer vacay.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't be here the following Saturdays.
Perfect.
Sunday, so anyway.
Okay, well.
We'll see. Speaking of things that foam at the mouth.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
But normally only when the vodka's gone. But anyway, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you know the new Mac OS operating system is named Surface of the Sun.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go watch the thing.
I fell asleep watching it, but I got that.
Archer will tell me about it.
He's going to be very disappointed. There's nothing really new for him to buy.
Mm-hmm.